Welcome to Women to the Wise. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Allison.
And we have a fun episode, and it is going to be called Unpopular Opinions.
It seems like it should have a song. Unpopular
Opinions. We can totally make
a little jingle.
Opinions. Don't know why. I don't know if it's going to be good.
Scratch
but
that.
I know. So we kind of came up with this little episode. Actually, Allison had been wanting to do this. And
I love it.
Coming up with some, I don't know. She has like 20 on her sheet.
A lot of unpopular.
I have, I think, like 7.
I don't know if they're so unpopular. Actually, I do know that my first one is very controversial.
Really?
I do.
Give it to me. Give it to me straight.
You know this is unpopular.
Now that I'm looking, it
She's
is very controversial.
I think Costco is overrated, and I do not get it.
I can't believe you said that.
Does that hurt?
That hurt. This shirt is from Costco. It does not like you.
I feel personally attacked by this. I don't get it. Okay. It's a store, and it's huge and overwhelming. And like, maybe if I had babies, like when I was buying diapers and stuff like that in the bulk, like what do you get? What are you buying?
I have formula, and I love Costco. First of all, I love Costco.
I mean, do you get the $1 hot dog? Like, I can make hot dogs. Like, I don't.
Totally. They're delicious. And they're, like, 9 feet long. I mean, they're huge.
But what is, okay, what is the draw?
Honestly, I don't really know what the draw is. I think the prices are really, really good. I think they
have good quality stuff.
I feel like they have really good quality stuff.
I've heard their steaks are good.
Their steaks are great.
But I go to a meat market. So I just, like, it's – what bothers me about it is that the people who love it so much, like, you would think they work there or get some kickbacks because they're like, I just love Costco. Like, I wasn't – and because it's like, it's I get amazing. This and this. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
So where do you shop?
I mean, just a mix of places. H-E-B is where I get my food, and mm-hmm. I love H-E-B. Mm-hmm. But I'm not ride or die for it. Like, I'm not – It just is what it is. We do meat market for mm-hmm. like I don't, and then I go to Target for my things. And maybe people like it because it's a one stop shop. But I like running errands and stuff, so I enjoy it. So
sure.
That, and then just to tack on to that, I also don't get the whole Trader Joe's thing. Like when I was gluten free, it was nice, but I see people. I mean, during COVID, it was like a line out the door, and it was in my way for like nothing bundt cakes. I'm like, get out of my way, people! I want my bundt cake, and it's. I've been in there, and I don't get it. I don't get it.
I do love Trader Joe's. I love both of those stores a lot. Actually, I shop at both of those quite a bit. Costco is a once a monther. But Trader Joe's is weekly.
That's your stuff. And there's no shame in it. It is what it is.
There's a lot of, they actually do have a lot of prepared meals.
Oh, okay.
And that is something, we're a family of three. We don't need big meals. Mm-hmm. And especially, I eat more healthier than, I make 3 meals a night, people. And
why?
Because Sammy likes something, I like something healthy.
Oh, forget that.
And then my son likes something
Not unhealthy, what his
dad eats. Or so when he travels, it's like, okay,
it
serves a purpose.
Okay, I got
fettuccine Alfredo, you know, just
I like their pumpkin,
things.
Their gluten-free pumpkin stuff, but any, because I had to be gluten-free, so I get it. It's just, I think it's overhyped. What's one of yours?
One of mine is my kid is not going to get a phone until he gets a J-O-B because he loses everything.
Right.
And he is just not very
responsible.
He's responsible. He's a responsible kid. But when
but
it comes to things, he does not take care of things. And so they're at this age where kids are getting phones. And more power to you if you get your kid a phone at this age.
You do you.
But my kid, I'm not going to replace $1,000 phone every time he loses it. I just won't.
Nope.
And I'm not going to even do it one time. So that is one of my unpopular opinions, I think, because there's a lot of
everybody
parents
has
that
phones.
Really like
It's really
them
hard
phones.
As a parent, one, for if you don't have the phone, because all of my kids' friends have phones, and I have to say, you're not getting one. And he doesn't quite understand the reasoning behind it. He does have one of the watches. I do this as if I have a watch, but he has a watch. But he's jumped into the pool with that sucker on, and it's waterproof. No, it's not. It quit working two times, and those are actually kind of expensive too. It's not like a cheap. I mean, it wasn't an Apple Watch; it was a Gizmo. So,
okay.
But the phone. Same thing with the phone. Like, and some of his friends who have the phone. Sometimes I'll ride down to the park, and I'll see them. The kids nowhere to be seen, but that phone sitting out.
Yes.
On the park bench, and I'm like, and it's like, well, it's just that it's exposed, and somebody could easily take it. So I totally get that. Mm-hmm. It might not be unpopular. It might be popular. I don't know. It might be a mix. Healthy mix.
For sure. For sure. And when they come into my house, I actually take the other kids' phones.
Yeah.
So they could play and not be upstairs.
On YouTube.
Because I have gone upstairs and both of, you know, the kid and my son are literally sitting
covered
there
around
the phone. And it's ridiculous. So it I am like not a phone.
So that's not your thing. Mom. Okay, I get it. Thing. Fair enough. So my next one is... It's not always the parents' fault. And what I mean by that, I hate when there's like this news article of this kid acting out or on Facebook on the, you know, the neighborhood page is like, oh, well, I saw this kid running across the street and they are so irresponsible. Didn't that parent teach them anything? And I'm thinking, my kid has free will. I try my best to teach him right from wrong. But their children are children, and they're going to make mistakes. So I hate when be like, it's the parents' fault. It's like, not always. Sometimes kids are going to make mistakes. One, that's part of life. Two, it's like, it seemed like kids ding-dong ditching. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not convenient, and I feel bad for the babies that they wake up and stuff. But it's not always the parents' fault. Kids are going to do things that are silly. They're going to make mistakes. Like, let's not just all attack the parents and think that they're horrible people because their kid runs across the street and doesn't look both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
mm-hmm.
not always the parents' fault, okay?
I think yes and no.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not going to beat my kid, but he'll know that the fear of mom will come after him if,
if he screws
if
up.
If he ever does something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
You know, and I think that maybe a little bit of a fear of consequences nowadays aren't instilled in kids
as much as
it was
then.
I know my son, and I think spanked him like two or three times in his whole life.
Right.
But he still has like this fear that mom will like do something.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. So yes and no, you know, I can see your point on that.
Right.
Another one of mine was actually, there is two that I'll say. I do not like Target.
Excuse me, Ryan. I am right.
I do not like Target. I actually, with Target, feel like it's overpriced.
Yeah.
I do like how things are laid out, but man, I feel like they put a spell on you. The way they, like, you walk in, and I don't like Starbucks either. I don't love Starbucks.
How are we friends?
I know.
I don't. I love Starbucks and Target, and to combine them together,
I know,
it's like,
which is why I'm like, I don't really care for either one.
So that's like Target, that's like Costco for me. Okay, so we're
I know, I know. You have your fault, your downfalls. I have mine.
Well, listen, we can't be perfect, okay?
We're just trying to make it.
We just talked about that.
We're just trying to make it in society.
I get that, though. And I do have to say their clothes are going downhill. I used to be able to shop there. And I'm like, but I also don't think I'm the target audience anymore. It's definitely like the clothes appeal to younger.
That was.
That is not me. Like, I am not going to show my midriff ever. I don't even know if I were fit if I would show my midriff. I don't know. But you know what? We're never going to find out because I'm never going to be that fit. So
there is. And you're right. I do feel like their clothes have shrank in size and their prices have increased, you know. So things are going up a lot higher. I don't love Walmart, but I prefer actually to go to Walmart over Target anytime.
Yeah, I get it. Everyone has their stores.
I know,
so.
I know.
Okay.
But you go ahead.
So next on my list, I think the Kardashians are talented. Okay, so hear me out. I don't necessarily agree with the maybe appearance that they're trying to get across and how – you know, they have tons of plastic surgery and tons of unrealistic expectations. but every one of them is like almost a billionaire. At least one is, one's close, and all of them are very well off because they work hard. Like, you can't just get that much money by being pretty. Like, they put in a lot of time. Do I agree with the way that they achieve their money? No. But they have to be pretty business savvy to get where they are.
I can't knock their hustle. They're very, very right about that. Hustle.
And I'm not saying talented like they can sing. I'm saying talented as businesswomen.
And they are. They do have a good work ethic.
They
have
to. And
they did get that from their momager.
Yeah.
She, I think, really, really helped them in right. that aspect. But you're right.
I'm not saying I like them. I'm yes. saying that they're business women and they're talented in that realm. What's next for you?
I'm like, I think I should just be quiet after that one. I'm not going to talk about coffee because I already talked to you about Starbucks. But I don't love Mother's Day.
I don't either. It just puts too much pressure on people, and moms are always disappointed.
I agree with that. The past couple of years, I was so disappointed. I'm like, nobody did anything for me.
It's always a letdown.
I did everything for myself, you know? I mean, it was kind of like, well, you didn't have to do anything today. Yeah, but I didn't want to do anything for myself today either,
yeah,
you know?
And I had to.
I know.
To make myself breakfast.
It was, yeah, I don't like
Mother's Day. I 100% agree. And it wasn't this year. It was last year where I remember talking to my mom friends and I said, you know what? All I want for Mother's Day, and I made a joke and said, is not to be told that one of my kids hates me and, you know, not have to deal with fighting. Literally that year before 8 a.m., my now 10-year-old told me he hated me. And I don't even remember what was over. And I was like, I wanted one day, people, one day. And I couldn't even get it. And I think there's so much expectation. I'm part of all these different mom, like, Facebook groups and Instagram, whatever. And I remember, like, on Mother's Day every year, it's actually the Peloton working moms. And it cracks me up because it's, like, all these really sad moms, like, my husband didn't do anything for me, and da-da-da, and I get it, because there's this expectation that they're supposed to, but men sometimes don't get it. Like, you have to tell them, and even then, sometimes it doesn't hit, and that's fine.
Sure.
And I'm sure they feel the same about us, so it's mutual, I'm sure, but it just ends in disappointment, so I'm 100% on board for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree.
See? Give me 5 on that one. Give me 5.
We're agreement on the things that matter. Okay, so I don't know if I've asked you this. Are you a Bravo watcher? Like the channel?
So no. I would be if I had cable.
Yeah. So I am. Like, ride or die, Andy Cohen, Bravo. I grew up with Real Housewives of every – like, I watch all of them. There's 95 of them at this point. I'm surprised there's not one in this area yet.
There probably is.
It is in trouble, and it's not as good. Any of the franchises are not as good as they used to be.
Oh.
And for Bravo people, that's very hurtful. And sure. I don't know if it's just me feeling that way, but, like, they need to change something. Because I used to, like, it depends on the season. It was, like, on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I would have 3 of them, and that would be my show. Now they're piled up on the DVR and I'm not even watching them because I just don't
because
care.
You don't
I don't
want...
think they're that good.
Oh, that's bad.
But that's hurtful. But
They need a call to action.
They do. They need some change. They did, just for the record, they did change up New York, and I love the new New York cast. I think it got too heavy. Like, half of the Real Housewives are, like, in jail. Almost all of them are divorced. Now most of them aren't even housewives. Like, they've never been married and they don't have kids. And it's like, well, that's not what I signed
that's
up for.
But
really,
fine,
that's not a housewife.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen on the Bravo thing? Okay, you didn't watch Bravo, but did you ever hear of Scandaball?
No.
Wow. Do you?
I don't watch a lot of TV.
I respect that. I kind of envy it, but I do. I, like, live and die for it. So there was this whole thing on a show called Vanderpump Rules. And what happens, a very close-knit group, they've known each other for years. There was this couple that had been together for like 10 years, and they had a best friend who was a female, and the female best friend was cheating with the man. Like, underneath everybody's nose. So it was a really big deal, not only so much that it was mentioned at, like, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So this is not – it went out of the Bravo world
okay.
and hit just pop culture in general. Raquel is the one who was the, like, mistress, for lack of a better word. And here is the unpopular opinion. After everything that went down, you'll have to just watch, but I feel bad for Raquel. And not for her mistake. She made a mistake. She knew better. But the man was so narcissistic and totally took advantage of her, knew what he was doing, told her to keep her mouth shut. She seemed to feel bad about things that went down at some point. But she made mistakes, and she should learn from them. And I feel bad for Ariana. Just so, don't come at me, Bravo fans. Like, I still feel bad for Ariana. She is number one. I'm team Ariana. I know. You don't even know what's happening, but trust me, for the Bravo moms, like, this is a thing. But I think she got an unfair shake. So I'm going to leave it at that and pass it on to you.
I'm, you know what, like, mistakes are mistakes, right? Yeah. But never attack a woman. Like, whatever they did, like, let's just, like, help them out. And I like that you're, that you have sympathy for that.
Yes.
I don't even know what happened, but, but sorry. What is it, Ariana?
Ariana, yes.
Ariana, y'all need to just quit. I do not pay for grades.
Oh, interesting.
I do not pay for grades.
I can respect
and
that.
And I don't pay for chores either. That is actually something that I am very unpopular with, being in our neighborhood. A lot of kids get paid for their grades.
Mine
and
do.
Get paid for their chores. And what I say is that, you know, when you go work one day, you're going to get paid for a job. But if you have to know that you still have to do a good job on it. You know, you can't just go to a job and just expect to get paid for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, you have to
put the work
to put the work in first. And then I think also a big, big thing of mine is you're just contributing to our family. You know, like, you're not.
Mama's not getting paid for everything that she does.
I know. You're just contributing to our family. This is like part of the household.
Yeah. I like that. And I do incentivize my kids for grades. And my reason being is that my oldest one needs to be, or he won't work hard.
Okay.
And I've heard, so on the opposite spectrum, I've heard people say, well, that's not realistic, getting paid for doing well, like getting paid more for doing well. I'm in sales. I do get paid more for doing well.
Oh, okay.
So I get that. But I can respect somebody. I understand, especially on the chores. And I hate when my kids are always like, well, I want my $2 for chores this week. I'm like, I told you to vacuum, and it's like, you didn't even unplug it once, and our downstairs is too big. Like, there's no way you did that effectively. And so it drives me nuts. So I like that chores might be just an expectation of the home.
Sure.
So I can see that for sure. I can see that. Okay, so I don't know if this is unpopular or not, but Channing Tatum should never have been voted the sexiest man alive. I do not get it.
Oh.
I did not see Magic Mike.
Okay.
But I can't, like, he to me, and forgive me, because I'm sure he's lovely. He actually seems very nice, but he's dopey to me, and you can tell he's not smart. In different ways. I'm sure he has his intelligence.
Because of his roles?
It could very well be, but I've seen him interviewed, and I'm like, oh, this does not do it for me.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen him interviewed?
I haven't seen him interviewed.
Not a lot going on.
Yeah.
He seems lovely, like, actually very nice. I don't know, because, I mean, for, you know, they could all be putting on a show, so I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know.
Do you think he's attractive?
I think he is kind of attractive. Okay, so
we have different types. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I think he is kind of attractive. I hate saying that because I feel like he's a lot younger than me.
No, he's not. He's
like, isn't he in his 20s or something?
No, he's like, no.
Okay,
he's
then
like
30s
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like the little,
you know.
Yeah. Are there any sexiest men alive that you can think of? And not to put you on the spot.
I know.
Like Ryan Gosling, were you there for that?
No.
Yeah, okay. Ryan Reynolds?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, I don't, his eyes are too close to me. I'm just saying, I vibe with his, both of their personalities from what the public sees. Like, again, don't know.
Sure.
Random fact about Ryan Reynolds is I just saw, thank you, Channing Tatum is 43 years old. He's older than us.
He's older than me. I could totally say that then.
That's so funny. So random fact about Jersey Shore. Did you grow up watching TV? Like, did you see Jersey Shore when it was a phenomenon? Okay.
I know.
Are you aware of it?
I'm aware. Okay. Yes, I know Jersey Shore, but I've never watched it.
So in college, it was on when we were like in college. So it was, we watched it and they were just on Andy. It was my two worlds, right? My Jersey Shore from MTV from when I was teens. They still have it on. I haven't watched it in probably a decade. But they were on Andy Cohen's show, who was the Bravo executive. And they said that Ryan Reynolds was actually mean to them and, like, wouldn't talk to him. And they didn't want to say, but they ended up, it came out.
Sure.
And I was like, really? But I'm like, maybe he didn't want to be associated with the shtick of Jersey Shore because they're not perceived very, like, intelligently. So I don't know. But that was that. Okay, so let's see. Oh, this one, it's for the PTO and for the schools, but the term room mom needs to go. Because I get that moms are more involved.
Sure.
But even in my little neighborhood, so we have a circle. Our neighborhood's a circle. My neighbor told me there's 80 houses in the circle. I don't know if that's accurate. I did not, like, look it up on the MLS or tax county records, but I know 5 stay-at-home dads out of that I know of. There could be more. My husband's one of them. And we got the paperwork this week for my son's new school. And it's like, volunteer for room mom. And it's like, if you see that as a stay-at-home dad or a dad maybe who could volunteer his time depending on your role.
Sure.
You're less inclined to volunteer because you feel like it's not for you.
Sure.
So if you want to have more inclusivity in volunteers and more variety of volunteers, let's change it. Change the name.
I know people. I'll bring that I'll up make that at happen. The next PTO meeting.
And I feel bad because I do know that moms historically, so I get why they do it. It's not a judgment. Sure. It's just something that needs to change. Sure. That's all I'll say.
I would definitely agree on that.
And speaking of being a little progressive, one of the other unpopular opinions I have, and sorry HR people, but I fully believe employees should talk about salary with each other. And that, you know, over time, that was really created because women and minorities were paid less and they didn't want to bring that to the forefront. But it's still very negatively perceived by employers, but legally they can't tell you not to do it. So I fully encourage it. And that's actually at one of my former roles, how I found out, even though I was literally the top sales performer in the entire United States as a business developer or close to it, consistently high performed, had more experience, I was paid on average 40% less than the men in my office.
Wow.
And had I not asked, I wouldn't have known that. And it just shows that they did not value me. So I learned my lesson of one, negotiate when you get a new role, but women are offered lower from the beginning anyways, just whether the companies were, I mean, that's just a statistic, like that just exists. So sorry, HR people, but I do fully encourage people to talk about their roles now, it could cause a lot of contention. So be careful who, you know, don't just go post it and be all willy-nilly about it. But sure, when you're having these kinds of conversations, don't hesitate.
Or, I mean, almost being in a tier, you know, like they can say like tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 or whatever.
Yeah. There's reasons for people getting paid more than others and things like that. But we need to have a little more visibility around that.
Sure, so. Sure.
Do you have any other opinions or you want me to go through all of mine?
Those are – so I'm actually – this is my last one. I know I had talked about Starbucks, but I'm more of a tea person than I am a coffee person. And like a good herbal tea or something.
I know a lot
like
of tea people.
Like iced tea, but just like an herbal tea.
Chamomile.
And I don't.
Earl Grey. Mm-hmm. You do like those.
I do like them.
Do you sweeten
I rather
them?
Have tea. Yes, very little though. Okay.
I think, yeah, teas, I can't get on the tea train.
And I've tried. People are like, how do you not function on coffee? You're a mom. And I'm like, I just don't.
Do you drink any caffeine?
I will have these things called Alani.
Okay, yeah. That's a Kim Kardashian sponsored drink, by the way. I think they created it.
Sponsor, but she didn't create
it. I think it's her drink. I don't know. I just started rewatching the Kardashian. I know. So you could be supporting
totally
these very talented
knocking.
Ladies that I mentioned earlier.
I mean, I already am. I have her Beats.
Do you?
I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, I –
Do you have her
Chloe,
Skims?
I don't have Skims, don't but know. Chloe has All American. Is it All American
The Jean brand?
and I love the jeans.
I haven't tried them.
Don't like the price tag, but I actually have two pairs of the jeans, yeah. And they're, I'm not wearing them today, but I have two pairs of the jeans, and they're really, really nice.
I need stretch. Are they stretchy?
They're stretchy, okay. And that's what I love about them.
Okay, that's good.
You don't have to worry about not eating in your jeans,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You want to eat.
Girl likes to eat, for sure. Okay, I'll just do a couple of more. I think baby showers are out of hand. Because, one, there's this expectation that it's, like, Pinterest worthy. So these poor people who are putting on the baby showers, just like the bridal showers too.
Sure.
Back in my day, we could like went to a church and like maybe had tablecloths and flowers. Now it's like it has to be this beautiful thing. And I think the main, especially brides, you see all these bridezillas having these really high expectations for bridal mm-hmm. showers. But also with baby showers, they have them for every baby now. And like most people I know have like 4 to 5 kids. It's like, God, again? Like I'm attending this person's fourth baby shower. Like, when is this gonna end? And I love to support my friends. And I would even go out and like I would get a gift regardless of a baby shower for my friends. You know, for the people whose showers I'm actually invited to.
Sure.
So it's not the gift giving part. It's just like, okay, like society totally used to change everything. So it used to be one time. Okay, we're getting a note from the producer here. Okay, so what's it called? Alani?
So Alani's, yes. Those are delicious, and they actually come in a can.
Okay.
But now you can actually buy the little packets,
yes.
And put in water.
I love those packets.
And that is something that I actually really, really love because I don't love the carbonation of the Alani's.
Too.
And so thank you for making those little
packets. Okay, so it's founded by a personal trainer and social media influencer, Katie Hearn, but she partnered with Kim Kardashian.
With Kim Kardashian.
So that's where it comes. I saw her associated with it, and I was like, oh, it's a Kardashian
thing. I didn't know
thing.
That. And I have nothing against the Kardashians.
No.
I actually think I can't knock the hustle. But I just, you know.
Yeah. I get it. All right. I'm going to, like, tie back to, like, baby showers, bridal showers. I think thank you cards are outdated, and you should not give a gift if you expect a thank you card.
Oh.
Because I have some people who are like, who maybe are older in my life, like, you didn't thank me in time. And I'm like, what do you mean I didn't thank you in time? I'm like, well, it's been 3 days since I sent a gift to your kids. And I was like, I might not have even been home in those 3 days. I might not even known. But there's like this expectation of a thank you. And then these formal thank you cards. It's around weddings and showers and all stuff. The busiest time in people's lives. When I moved, by the way.
I would agree with that.
So I moved from Iowa to Conroe, from Conroe to the Woodlands. When I moved from Conroe to the Woodlands, I found a whole stack of thank you cards for my wedding that I never sent. Y'all, that was – at the time, it was like 9 years ago. It'll be 13 years this year. And I'm like, I am so sorry, people.
So but then you had to send them an apology note.
I sent some of them out. And I was like, hopefully they're at the same addresses because they were even, like, addressed. But I had a busy time. Like, at that time, I mean, there was a lot more outside of my wedding going on personally. But I was like, I wonder if all these people held it over my head for all these years because society expects you to send it. And I'm like, forget it. If you ever, you know, if I ever get you a gift, you don't have to even acknowledge it. Like, I'm fine with
aww.
It. Other than I want to know that it made it. Like, but you don't have to, like, handwrite these cards.
Oh, my gosh. I used to do handwritten thank yous. And then now I'm just doing text messages.
But that's fine.
And like,
that's fine.
And, what do they call it? A GIF? A little GIF thing on the thing, like, thank you.
GIF,
you know?
I think it's like GIF, but
okay.
I'm not GIF. Super techie. But so I appreciate a thank you card. Don't get me wrong, for the people that send it, I think it's nice, but I just think that it shouldn't be required.
I actually, that's something that I used to really want Sean to do after his birthdays.
Yeah.
And then now, before, that's when he would open up his gifts at his birthdays. Mm-hmm. And now he doesn't.
Right.
He just has like a couple of friends or whatever, and then he opens up his present later, and I will just make him say thank you to them.
Yeah.
And
I
feel like that is a good.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's important.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with probably the most controversial societal unpopular opinion that has been a great debate for many years that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I think pineapple belongs on pizza. I love Hawaiian pizza. with pineapple and ham or Canadian bacon. And Justin does not agree. There is an ew. I can respect that, but I love it. You're silent. I think, do you agree? Are you an ew?
Didn't your mom ever teach you, like, if you have nothing good to say, just don't say it at all?
Okay, so yeah. I stand alone in this room.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like a fruit doesn't belong on your salad, your pizza.
Oh, I put it on.
Yeah,
I put pineapple on cottage cheese. Have you ever tried that?
I love that.
Okay, okay.
But that's
so
like
there's a place for pineapple in your world. It's just not on a pizza. Okay.
Yes, just not on like major food, like a pizza, you know, like put some cheese and some meat. I'm a meat lover. I do like veggies on it, but just not fruit.
Got it. Okay, well, that was my last major unpopular opinion. That was kind of fun. I have more, by the way, but we've got time
to return.
I've got a lot of unpopular opinions. But anyhow, thank you so much for listening today, and join us next time on Women to the West. Bye.